for the love of sports Lock with 50 Talk fans. Radio. And they say New York City. Yeah. And they say New York City. Yeah. And they say New York City. Yeah. Late night in the street, check the light post. We never sleep, so we party with our eyes closed. All black, tipping Mercedes, the driver drives slow. Smoking on Haiti, I'm feeling all hazy. I'm 40 deuce like Patrick. That's ghost, I'm not jacking Gucci, Louis, or Prada. Not supporting local companies is the problem. The grind of hustle leads to power. Some programmed to get it by the hour. I was programmed to get it in a New York minute. That's the difference, so get with it. There's no time for chilling, so sit back, look, and listen. This vet right here, Bronx edition. Wordplay sickness, I don't play with vixens. Ain't no sense of chicken. It's not me, go that way, I'm still missing. Who the hell the devil think he's kicking? Flock guys are approved.
Yo, 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 this is For the Love of Sports with your host, City Benz. What's going on with y'all, man? It's April 6th. I'm in the crib with y'all watching this Miami-Philly game. You know, I know y'all thinking, how the hell this motherfucker get a radio show? But listen, man, this shit happens so organically. You know, when you put the pain in, as far as like, you know, doing my podcast. If y'all not familiar with it, that was Sports, Drugs, and Entertainment. You know what I mean? But I stopped that, went on to doing a lot of Facebook Lives like the last 2 years. So, you know, a lot of people been tuning in with that. So that's how the show kind of came about. My guy, Fly Gaza. What's up, bro? He my engineer and all of that, but he the reason why I got this show going on right now. He came to me and was like, yo, bro, I got a little situation. You know, I do radio. I'm like, word. He's like, yeah, I've been in your live. So I'm like, damn, that's crazy. So somebody I never met in my life, you know what I mean, seen the talent, was like, wanted to give me a shot. So, you know, that's what we doing. It's the first show of many, you know, soon to come, you know, tonight. I don't know what happened. It's some technical difficulties, but we supposed to go for an hour. But my boy Fly Guy is saying, you only got 15 minutes tonight. I don't know what's going on, man, but we still going to make it work. You know what I mean? This is just the introduction. You know, but the purpose of this show is to give everybody a space. You know, this is new media. You know, and new media, we say what we feel. You know what I'm saying? We feel what we say. So this is where you can call in. You know what I mean? You don't have to agree with all my opinions, you know what I mean? Because I'm just like y'all, you know what I mean? I'm a observer of the sport, and that's basketball, football, boxing, you know, even college basketball, you know, the females, they did their thing. Shout out to the Lady Tigers and all of that, you know what I'm saying? They definitely showed out, you know what I mean? The Cinderella story, Iowa, they canceled that, you know what I mean? She turned back into, you know, into a regular person, you know what I mean? I guess the silver. The slipper, one of the slippers, yeah, it was over. You know what I mean? The carriage turned back to a pumpkin and it was over. You know what I'm saying? So I respect them, you know. And believe it or not, they had higher numbers than the guys. You know what I mean? The girls really did their thing. You know what I'm saying? And I love where that's going because it always gives you another option, you know what I'm saying, as far as sports. Because I like basketball all levels. I'm going to definitely do a high school segment, you know what I mean, because the PSAL just wrapped up. Eagle Academy, shout out to them, my old school, I used to teach at. You know what I'm saying? They won the New York City title and all of that. So get them some love. You know, I'm showing some love and all that. But yeah, man, it's getting real spicy right now. This is the last week of the NBA season. You know what I'm saying? People are like fighting for spots. You know, we seeing who's really ready, who's not ready. You know, because I learn like if somebody show you like their true colors, you gotta know it. So right now, this is where everybody's showing you their true colors. Are you championship contention or are you pretending? You know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on right now. The East Coast is looking real crazy. You know what I'm saying? If I got any calls that want to call in, you know what I'm saying, we can figure out who y'all like. Because, like, I'm kind of, like, in the middle because I'm a Nets fan. Shout out to my Nets. You know what I'm saying? We making a run. I don't know if we're going to get out that first round, but, you know, I can see it happen. But the way it looks, we're going to play Philly that first round. You know? So. And the other team in New York, the Knicks, they're going to play Cleveland. So we both teams got a tough task ahead. But, you know, we here for all the smoke. A lot of people thought the Nets was just going, you know, just you know, get punked in, you know what I mean? Since KD and Kyrie left, you know, that's a whole different show. But, you know what I mean, Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson, Spencer Dinwiddie, Kenny Smith, they definitely come into play. So the Nets, don't be surprised if they went around. You know what I'm saying? I think we're going to do better than we did last year with KD and Kyrie. I think we can win at least two games. If they win two games, go six, make it competitive, that's a good season for us. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be all right. But I won't be surprised if we did win. If we're an injury away, I think Harden a little hurt. Let him get hurt, then it's an even series with us. You know what I'm saying? Them boys could ball. I think we definitely in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? I've been having a lot of back and forth with Knicks fans. You know, I love that rivalry. I love the Knicks and Nets rivalry. They kind of bring the city together when both teams is balling. You got representation from, you know, the city side, and you got the Brooklyn side. You know what I'm saying? So go Brooklyn Nets. You know, the season, it's been like four seasons in one. You know what I'm saying? So we trying. That's all. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. I'm not a fan. I just root for them. It's for the fans, they're fanatic. That's true. It's like, I ain't really that crazy for the team, but I can be. You know what I'm saying? I can be. For my Yankees, you know what I'm saying? My Jets, my Chiefs, those are my teams. You know what I'm saying? My Nets, those are my teams. I know my Jets ain't really got a good, you know, history, but this year we trying to move. We're back to the NBA. The East Coast, I think. I really think Philly can come out, depending on how hard they play. You know, I think, really the people that really can come out, Milwaukee and Boston, those teams right there, they've been real competitive. But this thing is going to get shaken up. Somebody going to get hurt or something, and then, you know, that's when the playoffs really come alive with no names turning to names, you know. So that's what I'm expecting, some real good basketball, man. The West Coast is crazy. LeBron and them, they fighting. They still trying to get that 60, you know. That'd be crazy, man, because they went from 13-40 to 7th place. Like, they're going to be kind of dangerous. I don't know if they're going to win. I think if they play Sacramento, I think Sacramento could get them, even though a lot of teams was trying to play them. Like, yo, let's play them. They're trying to get that position because they say they played on defense, but that should have come back to bite you on your ass. You know, they got some tough dudes over there. They got some Sabonis over there. They got what they got over there, that kid who went to Kentucky. They got a couple kids over there, man, that's really balling. It's going to be tough, like, and then you got the KD fact over there at Phoenix. I think that's going to be a good run for them, too, like, because right now, Phoenix, if the season ended today, Phoenix will play the Clippers. And that'd be a hell of a series. Paul George would be back. You know, he's been hurt. That's the only thing I hate about, you know what I mean, sports. I hate the injuries, man. Even though it's part of sports, you know what I'm saying? But I just hate that shit sometimes. Because it, like, it gets away from, like, what could have, would have. That's how motherfuckers be thinking. If this guy wasn't hurt, maybe, you know what I'm saying, we'd have won. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I feel about the Nets when Harden and Kyrie got hurt. And it was only KD, and his foot was on the line. Like, that shit changed everything. Injuries is a motherfucker, man. I was supposed to have some more people on here tonight that was going to come fuck with me. Like I said, I only got 5 minutes left, man. You got to blame it on my man, Godwin, man. You know what I'm saying? My first week, five, only got 15 minutes. So I guess it's my monologue.
Yo, hold on. We ain't
going to
do five
cousins
like this,
Jay. I got
to blame
you.
Nah, man.
Yeah, you got to tell the people what happened.
I'm going to tell the people. That's why I'm coming in. You know what I mean? All right, this is for the record. Shit you not, y'all. I set it at 5 o'clock in the morning like I do every show to an hour show. When I go to check and make sure, that shit said 15 minutes. And I told him 5 minutes before the show type shit. So I do apologize. But next week, we're probably going to go longer than an hour. Fuck it, because we could do that shit. You feel me?
Yeah, that's
so
what
make
we're
sure
do.
Y'all stay in tune. Yeah, we're doing it more than an hour next week. Off the strength. Let's get it. Fly guys on
okay,
pool,
okay.
Girl.
Fly guys, what's going on, man? Who you rocking with, man, for this for the playoff run? Who you like?
I'm going with the Knicks. You know, I know you're not a big fan, but They actually playing really hard. I've never seen them play this good in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I guess.
My team, he said, I guess. But
no,
my
I guess
era,
the only reason why I was saying that because they got Jalen Brunson, they got some better players, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, better talent make them look, you know what I'm saying, look better. So I respect what they doing.
Yeah.
I don't, like, it ain't really the organization. I don't really like the fans like that. So the team, you know what I mean? I respect what they doing. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Fucked.
But it be the fans that get on my nerves. That's what it be. Like, that's what
Gold
it is.
Knicks.
That's
all
be the,
my
but listen.
Gold
yeah,
Knicks.
Shout out to the Knicks. But this is, you know, this is the Brooklyn Nets show now. Nah. I don't want to be too biased, but you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna get real. Because next week, by the time next week, we're going to know what's going on as far as
mm-hmm.
the season. So this is the perfect time. You know, it's the perfect time.
Yo,
but,
You ain't even lying.
But you think
know.
The Knicks,
definitely.
You think the Knicks going, I mean, as far as, like, realistically, as far as winning the whole thing.
The whole shebang. I don't know if the Knicks going to make it. All right,
just say the East. Just the East.
Real. The
yeah,
East?
Real. Yeah.
The Nets got a chance. They got a chance. I ain't gonna lie.
I think they both like a piece away from really, you know what I'm saying? Like championship
Man.
Contender. I think right now they definitely playoff contenders, but as far as like championship contenders, they about one more player away. Then you be like, all right, let's go.
You ain't even lying.
You know?
I agree.
So it's gonna be fun.
We got the last three minutes. Can we have a little Tank Ryan talk? Should we leave it with boxing?
Oh, yeah, we can leave it with that. You know, April 22nd,
yeah, Tank. Even with that.
Javante Tank David versus Ryan Garcia. That will be a fight that I don't know if, you know what I mean, if you're going to pay for it, you'll use your fire stick, do what you do, or you going to go to the fight. That fight is going to be a 50-50 fight with me. So right now I'm leaving it that way. I'm leaning towards, I don't know. So the closer and closer we get to the fight, then I think I'll pick somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm really like
right,
in the
what,
middle.
What
just
round,
like, you know.
What round is going to end? We ain't going to say with who, but what round do you think is going to end?
Keep it real with you. I think it could be a knockout, but I think these type of fights, everybody be expecting a knockout and this and that. Sometimes fighters, they'll be coming in and be a little cautious. So it can go to decision, you know what I'm saying? Then you know that they have a rematch and somebody get knocked out then. You feel me? Because, you know, that's how it's different. Niggas,
you
only times
you get
knockouts when it be it's somebody that's super good versus somebody who ain't that good. It'd be a lot of those knockouts. When it's the best of the best, those
mm-hmm.
they ain't trying to slip, you know what I mean? Because they know how much this, you know what I mean, this really means. They both big stars, you know what I'm saying? They both big stars.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good fight, man.
Different.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if either one won. Like, I'm going to ask that. It won't be like, oh, Ryan won a surprise. And like I said, Tank be getting hit a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Ryan, that kid is hard, so I don't think you want too many of those. I think Tank is training very hard. I think Ryan's training very hard. You know what I mean? But like I said, I'm going to get my prediction when we get a little closer to the fight. But there's another fight this weekend. You got Shakur Stevenson fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey, he's fighting. A couple other dudes is fighting. Keyshawn Davis. Who else? Shushu from Brownsville. Shout out to my Brooklyn people if y'all in here. And you got Jaron Anderson. So it's going to be some good fights this weekend, too. So, yeah, tune in, man. Boxing is coming back. You know what I'm saying? It's coming back. You know what I mean? So all my boxing heads out will be talking about boxing. Like, during fight week. And we got UFC, the Adesanya fight. Adesanya versus, I forgot the dude he's fighting, but there's a rematch. It's going to be a good fight. So UFC is just, whoever you spend your money with, it's going to be worth it on boxing or you spend it on UFC. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
But next week, like
man,
you said, guys,
got,
this show going to be longer, man. Right? We're going to go on yeah, longer. We're going to extend it. But who you like, though, in the fight?
Who I think is going to win, honestly, I think they're going to go to decision just so the fans could really get a fight. They're not going to end it too quick. And I'm going to be real, man. I think Tank got a stronger jaw. And that's what it comes down to. Who got the glass jaw and who got that iron jaw? Whoever gets caught on that chinny chin chin, it's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Real shit. So, man, right now, if you tuned in on the link, it cut off, but we're going to keep talking. It does get recorded. So we're going to keep talking sports. You ready? Go ahead. Do your thing, G. You live.
I'm still here, man. I'm still here. I wanted to extend. I wanted this shit to go, but you know. But like you said, you think it's going to be a draw? It might be a draw. Not a draw. You made a decision. But you said you think. You think he got a strong? I don't know, man. Like you. But think about boxing, bro. It's all about it's just that angle. You know, anybody can get put out. You feel me? I seen it.
Yeah,
that's
true. If
you
get hit, they hit him on that button. Tank could go down too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right on the button. Yeah. And Ryan, yeah. Ryan got a whole different style of fight, you know. He's a whole different, his body structure different. You know what I mean?
He's
got different
kid.
Type of people behind him. Yeah. We never know. And, you know, Ryan been wanting this fight for a long time now. So, you know, he just might have it. I know nobody else can knock Tank out. If anybody need to knock him out, would be that kid right here. He's worked, he's trained, and he's probably going to come to kill, just like Tank.
Yep, so that's going to be a good one, man. That's going to be a good fight, man. I would love to go to that shit. I used to go to a lot of the fights. I went to a lot of the Floyd joints. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
I'm thinking about it. I think I might go. Yeah, hell yeah. I went to a couple of them. I went to at least like four or five fights. I think I might go to the Shakur fight over the weekend. You know what I mean? Shakur Stevenson. He's fighting in Newark. He's fighting in Newark. So I might go check that. My girl, she's never seen a fight. She wanna go check one out. So.
Oh, yeah. You got to take it to the fight. It's different than watching the TV. That's for sure.
I really want to go to UFC joint, honestly.
You never been to one?
I never been to a UFC fight. They only had a couple in New York. You know what I mean? But the next time, I might pull up.
Hey, you got to, man. We got one life to live. We got to enjoy every activity they're giving us right now, man. For real. UFC, though, I got to see that, too. I've never been to one myself, either. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, they got one this weekend in Miami. I know that shit going to be a movie out there. Miami.
In Miami. We said the same time, Miami. Man,
Miami.
That's going to be lit.
It's going crazy. So, I'm watching the Miami game right now. I'm watching Miami Philly right now. I'm watching that game. We talk about Miami. Yeah,
who winning?
Miami's up right now by like 15 in second quarter.
Oh, yeah.
They still fighting, like I said, like that. They still fighting for that six. They still fighting for that sixth spot.
Man. So, man.
You know what I'm saying?
50 bands. You ready to end the show like this? We're definitely going to tap in next week. It's going to be a more than an hour show. We're going to get back to it. We're going to let 50 do his thing. You heard?
All right, man. We get back with it next week.
Yeah, man.
Tune in.
It's
for the love of sports,
down.
Baby.
For the love of sports.
You my dog. Jeez. If you my dog. Nigga, you better motherfucking act like it. Don't be sitting there acting scared of shit. You my dog, get my leash, better keep that shit tight. She not offering no pussy, you don't beat that shit right. Keep her in ponytails, eating meat at that light. I won't put that on my scale, you can keep that little white. I been fucking on these bitches back to back like every night. Them ran off with my phone like this shit can't be light. Sending messages to hoes trying to sweep my shit right. When you try to call your kin, I might end they little life. I'm accepting all my sins, I know shit ain't been tight. Never fuck around with no liquor, but I might just drink tonight. Slap with different color beams, it look like some Christmas lights. Trying to be a Superman, but not equipped to kryptonite. If they let me on the top, this shit gon' be a vicious sight. How I'm shitting on these rappers, they feel like I'm picking fights. You not living what you rapping, you should get the living right. Spitting fire in the booth, it gon' look like I bent the mic. Damn. I don't know why y'all be playing with a nigga like this shit, some type of game. Like y'all forgot what the fuck it was when you niggas came across me.
You know what the fuck going on?
Big vote.
Thought I was done, you should've thought about this shit at first. Want me to rap, better pay for a verse. Going through hell, this shit is a curse. Until you get it, don't know what it's worth. Bullet hiccup, make a nigga burp. Broke the hundreds right up after earth. Cut the nigga from the mud, damn right, you know a nigga came right out the dirt. Slept with bloody stains on my shirt. Never felt pain till it hurt. Mama said get it together, you losing your focus. Don't let niggas come at you first. I'm with it when it, whenever dopey said it better. You know I'ma give them the work. I'm with it when
miles. No cap. You know what the fuck it is. I work my ass off. Stop playing on me. Aye. Control your tone.